This is the Sakar Merli of the 27th of October, 2025. Essence, sweet children. To be delicate is to have body consciousness. You children must not have any devilish sanskar of sulking or crying. You have to tolerate happiness and sorrow, respect and disrespect. Question: what is the main reason for service becoming slack? Answer: service becomes slack when, out of body consciousness, you begin to look at the weaknesses of one another. Not to get on with someone is also to have body consciousness. It is being delicate to say, I can't live with so and so, I can't stay here. To say these words means to become a thorn and to be disobedient. Baba says, children, you are the spiritual military and you therefore have to be present as soon as you receive an order. Don't make excuses about anything. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. The first teaching that you children receive is to consider yourselves to be souls. Let go of body consciousness and become soul conscious. I am a soul. Only when I become soul conscious can I remember the Father. That is the path of ignorance, and this is the path of knowledge. Only the one Father who grants salvation to everyone gives you this knowledge. He is incorporeal. That is, he doesn't have a human form. No one with a human form can be God. All souls are incorporeal, but because of becoming body conscious, they have forgotten that they are souls. The Father says, you now have to return home. Consider yourselves to be souls. Only when you consider yourselves to be souls and you remember the Father, can your sins of many births be burnt away? There is no other way to do this. It is souls who become impure and souls who become pure. The Father has explained that pure souls exist in the golden and silver ages. Souls then become impure in the kingdom of Ravan. It is also explained in the picture of the ladder how those who were pure became impure. 5,000 years ago, when you souls were in the abode of peace, you were pure. That is also called the land of Nirvana. Later, in the Iron Age, when you became impure, you cried out, O purifier, come! The Father explains, children, only I can give you this knowledge of changing from impure to pure. This knowledge then disappears. The Father himself has to come and give us this knowledge. Here, human beings have created many scriptures. In the Golden Age, there are no scriptures. There is not a trace of the path of devotion there. The Father says, only through me can you become pure from impure. A pure world definitely has to be created. I come and teach you children Raj Yoga. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. To sulk or cry is to have a devilish nature. The Father says, You children have to tolerate happiness and sorrow, respect and disrespect. You mustn't become delicate. To say, I cannot stay in this place, is also being delicate. You shouldn't have any thoughts such as, this one's nature is like this, this one is like that. Let only flowers constantly emerge from your lips. Don't allow thorns to emerge from your lips. So many children still allow thorns to emerge from their lips. To become angry with someone is also being a thorn. Many children are unable to get on with one another. Because of being body conscious, they continue to look at the weaknesses of others. And this is why their own weaknesses are left in them. This is how service becomes slack. Baba understands that this too happens according to the drama. Each one has to be reformed. When the military go to war, their duty is to fight the enemy. The military are also called in when there are floods or some upheaval. Then the military start doing the work of labourers. The government orders the military to clear mud, etc. If someone doesn't go, he would be shot. The government orders have to be obeyed. The father says, you are also bound to do service. You immediately have to be ready to do service wherever the father asks you to go and do it. If you don't accept this, you are not counted as part of this military. Such ones are unable to sit in the father's heart. You are the Father's helpers in giving everyone the message. For instance, when a big museum is open somewhere 10 miles away, you still have to go and do service there. You mustn't think about the cost. You are receiving the orders of the highest on high government, the unlimited Father, whose right hand is Dharamraj. If you don't follow his Srimat, you fall. Srimat says, make your eyes civil. Have the courage to conquer lust. These are Baba's orders. If you don't follow them, you become totally crushed. You will then lose out on claiming a kingdom for 21 births. The father says, no one except you children can know me. Those who came in the previous cycle will gradually continue to emerge again. These are absolutely new things. This is the age of the Gita, but there is no mention of the confluence age in the scriptures. They have shown the Gita in the Copper Age. But it must surely have been at the confluence age when Raj Yoga was taught. These things are not in anyone's intellect. You now have the intoxication of this knowledge, whereas those people have the intoxication of the path of devotion. They say, even if God were to come, we would not stop doing devotion. This picture of the ladder shows the rise and fall is very good. In spite of that, people's eyes don't open. They are totally engrossed in the intoxication of Maya. It takes a long time before the intoxication of this knowledge rises. First of all, divine virtues are needed. Whatever orders the Father gives you, you mustn't make any excuse. To say I can't do that is to be disobedient. When you receive Srimat to do something, understand that that is Shiv Baba's elevated direction. Shiv Baba is the bestower of salvation. The bestower can never give wrong directions. The father says, I enter this one at the end of his many births. Look how Lakshmi goes ahead of him. It is remembered that the females are always placed at the front. First is Lakshmi, then Narayan. As are the king and queen, so the subjects. You have to become just as elevated. It is now Ravan's kingdom over the whole world. Everyone says that they want the kingdom of God, Rama. It is now the confluence age. The kingdom of Ravan didn't exist when it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. No one knows how the change took place. Everyone is in total darkness. They think that the Iron Age is still in its infancy and at the crawling stage. Therefore, people are sleeping even more deeply. Only the spiritual father gives you spirits this spiritual knowledge. He teaches you Raj Yoga. Sri Krishna cannot be called the spiritual father. He would never say, O spiritual children. You also have to write. The spiritual, knowledgeful father is giving spiritual children this spiritual knowledge. The father explains, all the human beings of the world are body conscious. None of them knows that they are souls. The father says, no soul can ever become merged. It has been explained to you children what Dashera and Dipawali are. All the worshipping, etc., that people do is blind faith. It is called playing with dolls. It is also called worshipping stone. You are now becoming those with divine intellects. Therefore, you no longer worship stone. People go and bow their heads in front of the idols, but they don't understand anything. It is said, knowledge, worship, and disinterest. This knowledge lasts for half a cycle, and then the worshipping begins. You are now receiving this knowledge. Therefore, there is disinterest in devotion. This world is changing. There is devotion in the Iron Age. There is no devotion in the Golden Age. There, everyone is worthy of worship. The father asks, children, why do you bow your heads? For half a cycle, you rubbed your heads on the floor and used up all your money and achieved nothing. Maya has completely scalped you and made you poverty-stricken. The father has now come to put everyone's head right. Some Europeans have now gradually begun to understand. Baba has explained that the people of Bharat have become completely tamaguni. Those of other religions come later. Therefore, they experience less happiness and less sorrow. The people of Bharat experience a great deal of happiness and a great deal of sorrow. At the beginning, they are so wealthy. They are the masters of the world. Those of other religions are not wealthy at first. They become wealthy gradually after their religion has expanded. Barrett has now become the poorest of all. It is in Barrett that there are those with blind faith. This too is predestined in the drama. The Father says, "That which I made into heaven has now become hell. The people here have become those with monkey intellects. I come and make them worthy of sitting in a temple." The vices are so strong. There is so much anger. Let there be no anger in you. Become completely sweet and peaceful. Extremely sweet. You also know that only a handful out of multi-millions emerge to claim a royal status. The Father says, "I have come to change you from ordinary humans into Narayan." In that, it is eight main jewels who are remembered. There are eight jewels with the Father who is in the middle of them. Eight pass with honours, and that too is number-wise according to the efforts they make. It takes a great deal of effort to break body consciousness. The consciousness of your bodies must be completely removed. Some of those who strongly believe in the knowledge of the Brahm element are also like that. They renounce their bodies just while sitting somewhere. They leave their bodies and the atmosphere becomes completely quiet. Mostly they leave their bodies in the pure early hours of the morning. At night, human beings perform dirty acts, and in the morning, after bathing, etc., they begin to remember God and worship Him. The Father continues to explain everything. At the exhibitions, etc., first of all, give Alpha's introduction. First Alpha, and then Beta, the kingdom. The Father is only one. He is the incorporeal one. The Father, the Creator, sits here and tells you this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. The same Father says, "Constantly remember me alone. Renounce all bodily relations. Consider yourselves to be souls and constantly remember me alone." When you give them the Father's introduction, no one will have the courage to question it. Once they have faith in the Father, tell them how we take 84 births. Once they have understood the cycle and the Father, they won't have any questions. When you rattle on giving them this knowledge without first giving the Father's introduction, you waste a lot of time and your throat chokes. First of all, take up the aspect of Alpha. They won't be able to understand anything as long as you rattle on. Sit with them and explain very slowly in a simple manner. Those who are soul conscious will be able to understand well. Those who explain well must give their help at the big museums. Leave your center for a few days and go and help them. Appoint someone to look after your center while you are away. If you haven't made anyone become like yourself and worthy of looking after your center, the Father would think that you are of no use and haven't done any service. Some children write to Baba and say, "How can I leave this service and go there?" Baba is ordering you to go and do service at a particular place where there is an exhibition. If you haven't made anybody worthy enough to look after your center, then of what use are you? Baba has ordered you. Therefore, you must quickly run there. Such teachers are called Maharatis. All the rest are either the cavalry or the infantry. Everyone has to help in doing service. If you haven't made someone become like yourself during so many years, what have you been doing? After so much time, you still haven't made someone into a messenger who can look after the centre? So many different types of people come here. Therefore, you need wisdom in knowing how to talk to them. You must definitely listen to the Murli every day. If you don't listen to the Murli, you receive an absent mark. You children have to lay siege to, that is, surround, the whole world. You children are serving the whole world. To make this impure world pure is to lay siege to it. Show everyone the path to the lands of liberation and liberation in life, and liberate them from sorrow. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana, 1. Become those with peaceful and extremely sweet natures. Never become angry. Make your eyes very, very civil. 2. Obey the Father's orders instantly. Do the service of making this whole world pure from impure. That is, lay siege to it. Surround it. Blessing. May you be a Mahavira and experience happiness and contentment in situations of discontent by having remembrance of the Father. Those who constantly stay in remembrance of the Father remain content in every situation. This is because, on the basis of the power of this knowledge, even a situation as big as a mountain is experienced to be like a mustard seed. A mustard seed means it is nothing. Even in a situation of discontent or a situation of sorrow, when you maintain a stage of happiness, you would then be called a Mahavira. No matter what happens, together with nothing new, by having the awareness of the Father, you can have a constant and stable stage. No waves of sorrow or peacelessness can then come to you. Slogan. Constantly keep your divine form in your awareness, and no one will be able to look at you in a wasteful way. Aviat signal. Experiment on yourself and others, with your mind, with the powers of yoga. Electricity, that is light, is the basis of experimenting with the power of science, and a computer is considered to be might, but its basis is light. In the same way, the basis of your power of silence is also light. Since many types of experiments can be shown in the practice by physical light, what can you not experiment with when you have the imperishable light of God, the light of your soul, and the light of your practical stage? Om Shanti.